good practice. It's always a challenge. You know, the day before a game, you usually have a light walkthrough, but we were out there for, what, an hour and 25 minutes. We just needed to accomplish a few things. We're still in that training camp mindset. So it was good. Really good situations, although we took them out of their pads and helmets. Good productive practice. We want it really clean and crisp and everybody have an understanding. Took today to talk a little bit about the players' roles. We don't get too specific on it. Give them a general idea. We really just told them, hey, you play until we take you out. Have that mindset. But we do have a plan for a lot of them and how much we're going to play them. But I overall feel pretty good going into it.
For the ones, do you have an idea? A quarter, you think?
Or? Yeah. I would say, you know, general rule of thumb is somewhere, you know, a quarter. Now, we don't talk to our players in terms of that because depending on reps, you know, you're looking at 10 to 15 reps for guys, you know, in the first quarter. If it has to leak into the second, for example, the defensive line. Let's say that they have two rushes where we get our third down rush group out there. You might see that same group get some reps in the third or in the second quarter as well. So we have some flexibility as far as what we really need to see. We also want to see a lot of the young guys. But, you know, that's the general rule of thumb. One quarter for the ones, second and third quarter for the twos, and then three get third quarter, somewhere around there.
Do you want to get Blake any snaps with the ones at all?
No, we're not going to this game, no. He's going to take, you know, right now we're looking at the second quarter. We'll see how it goes in the third quarter. But we'd like to give him some extended reps.
Is there, at this point in the game, the evolution of the game, is it rare to find two down or two linebackers you can have on the field all three downs? Are those guys kind of being phased out a little
bit? No, I mean, it's nice if you can. It's nice if you can. I think we look at it as an opportunity. You know, Gino's a good player for us, and it just gives other guys an opportunity to play. Like, for example, you may see us on goal line maybe get Nate Stupar in there. You know, and why? Well, he's a bigger body, plus they feel more part of it. And it gives them some ownership with the group. So anytime we can do that, that's an example. But I guess you kind of see it play with Telvin getting some nickel reps. It gives him some ownership, you know, trying to get him to be a guy that could go out there with the first nickel group.
So
you could see that tomorrow.
You're not ruling out, depending on snaps, that Blake could start the third quarter?
He could. Yes, he could. Yes.
Do you, with rookie quarterbacks, how do you tell them to play within themselves that also – make the right decisions?
Yeah, that I mean, that's what we've been talking to him about. And we, as a matter of fact, we addressed it again today and gave examples of it. So, and on the field before practice, he was talking about it's the process, you know. And so it's not something you talk to him about tonight. I think that's what he's been, you know, hearing since OTA, since he's gotten here. So now put it to work. And that's where a lot of these young guys now, that will be the test. And guys fall trapped to it. It could be, you know, an 8-year veteran, they get caught up into it, you know, and so we'll see. It'll be a great, I'm really looking forward to see it.
Todman, D-Rob, and Storm, would that be a rotation, or you got a pecking order there for me?
Yeah, you probably see Todman going, and then Storm and D-Rob, you know, but they'll all get quite a few reps.
Today and no should problems, be, yeah. So he'll go tomorrow.
I think the
no
only
problem.
Two guys that we might check out tomorrow are Alan Ball and Sherrod Martin. Those are the two guys that we're going to just look and see how they're doing tomorrow.
How much do you want to play the two new guys that you signed, the two new wide receivers you signed at all?
Yeah, I'd like to get them in there. You know, it would be obviously in the fourth quarter or if we have some situation that presents itself. But, you know, they've got the game plan. They kind of see it, and that's pared down. So, you know, they got a chance to go out there. But, you know, they may not play either.
Gus, do you remember the transition from when you were a college coach to a pro coach and the first time you literally stepped into a stadium as a professional coach to ready to play a game?
Yeah, 2006. I think it's that excitement of the unknown. You don't know what you're getting into. We're used to maybe coaching and, you know, there's 18,000 people and then it's, you know, a bigger stadium. But, you know, really once the game starts, you're so locked into the game and you feel the crowd. Don't get me wrong, you feel the crowd, but I think you get into this zone where you're really focused on just what's going on the field.
You have a significant number of players that it's the first time they're going to put on an NFL uniform and walk out there.
Right, and that's the challenge for them. You know, that's the challenge for them. You know, so many times these guys either will go into a game and say, hey, either I played great or I didn't play great. And it's a lot of the young guys, that's their mindset. And we're trying to get them out of that. It's, hey, you might make a mistake. just learn from it and keep going and enjoy it and compete your tail off. And then at the end, let's see where we're at. Let's see where we're at. But don't take every play as either I did it or I didn't, because then it just stacks up and you generally don't play as well. So we'll see that. We've been talking to our guys about that since OTAs, and we made a bigger emphasis this week now, because sometimes it feels like a heightened environment when you play a game, but the ability to train yourself, I think, is critical.
How much more these last 2 weeks compared to last year? Have you done more situational stuff, red zone, third
down? A little bit more situation this year, a little bit more. I think last year, you know, we were in a process of teaching our offense and defense, you know, to the guys. But a little bit more situation this year.
Is that an eye toward week one, or that you already, you know, these players well enough that you can just start?
Well, I think you also learn about guys in those situations, too. So it's not, you know, I'm not saying it's drastically different. A little bit more emphasis on the red zone we've had. You know, so you have a chance to evaluate last year, maybe some of the areas you need to improve. And so you maybe address it a little bit more in training camp.
What do you expect from the defense? What are you looking for them to do?
Well, our big emphasis is run and hit at the bank. You know, we want to see them run. We want to see them hit and play fast. And there's going to be things that come up that they may not, you know, have known, or they just got to use their rules. But we don't ever want to, you know, lose that part of it.